Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thanks to Mike Huckabee and Charmaine Yost and James Carafano for being here as well. Appreciate all of their inputs today. You know, we talk a lot about common sense, and we talk about stuff that seems at times so elementary and basic, and yet they just keep giving us more reason to point out just how silly they are. Who am I talking about? Kev. All right. Parents, alumni, and donors of an elite all-girls school. Oh, that's the problem. You already know where this is going, don't you? Nick, I didn't even tell you the theme of this story. I bet you can already guess where this is going.
I can guess, but I'll let you tell it.
The parents, alumni, and donors of an elite all-girls school in Tennessee are calling for the resignation of those involved at the school with implementing, then pausing, a policy which would allow, want to take a guess? Biological males who identify as female to apply to the school. Now, friends, think about this. This is a well-heeled all-girls institution. It's Harpeth Hall. They wrote, "We are writing to you today as an expression of a belief that the Board of Trust and the school administration has been more focused on political activism than on educating our girls." What was the first sign? How did you ever come to that conclusion? The idea that they were going to let boys in? Current events are simply a symptom of that activism, they said in the letter. Last week in an email to parents, Harpeth Hall announced a new gender diversity philosophy, explaining a new admissions policy which would allow any student who identifies as a girl to apply to the school. Earlier Thursday, they paused that policy after facing backlash from members of the community. No kidding. Do you know how much it probably cost to send their kids to this school? Do you think they want to pay all of that money out of pocket only to have some reprobate sneaking around in the bedroom, in the locker room, in the bathrooms, showers, everywhere else? The letter from parents, donors, and alumni went on to criticize the way the school handled communication of the updated policy, saying it repeatedly seeks to divide us and fragment us with one-way filtered Zoom calls in which you push only your message, failing to answer most of our important questions of your stakeholders. The authors of the letter also said the school did not provide a town hall forum, which was requested by more than 1,000 members of the Harpeth Hall community. So they said, "We call today for the resignation of members of the administration board who have been proponents or enablers of political activism and this division." The letter continued, calling specifically for the departure of the board chair, executive committee, among others. "We will withhold all financial contributions to the school until this action takes place." The letter also stated that the authors will submit to the board the name of the female leader to be named the chair of the board, effective immediately, so that she can begin the process of reconstructing the school as a place of excellence. Good for these parents. Good for them. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.